Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast, presented by Overdrive. This is Jill. It is that time of year again when our friend Robin from Audiophile joins the Professional Book Nerd. It's been nerds in the past, but just Robin and me. And Robin shares some of the best books, audiobooks, from the past year. So longtime listeners know this is something we've done on an annual basis. Audiophile always puts out a huge list. We will have a link. There's a link to the full list in the show notes. Robin gives us sort of like highlights in today's episode. If you're not familiar with Audiophile, it's their magazine, audiophilemagazine.com. They review audiobooks. You can find anything you want to listen to. It's good stuff. Robin is also on Audiophile's Behind the Mic podcast, which is a daily podcast where very quick, very short, just kind of talking about different audiobooks. And she talks about it in the episode today when she's talking about particular books where the narrator has come on behind the mic. So if any of those sound interesting to you, you can go find them on Behind the Mic. And yeah, so I'm so excited we got Robin back on. There's some really tremendous audiobooks mentioned here. And again, if you want to see the full list of Audiophile's best audiobooks of 2021, we do have a link in the show notes. You can also visit Audiophile's website. Our website is professionalbooknerds.com. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds. And you can email us professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com. So I think that's it. So I hope you enjoy this episode of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast. Robin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
This is great. So glad to be talking with you again, Jill.
I know. I'm really excited. This is always a fun episode to find out all of the best audiobooks of the year, according to Audiophile. I always like seeing what you all come up with. So I guess to start, for people who maybe haven't listened to previous year's episodes, can you talk a little bit about Audiophile and sort of how you come up with this amazing list every year?
Okay, I will launch right into that. So Audiophile reviews audiobooks, and our focus is primarily the audio experience and the performance of the audiobook by the narrators that make it special to us as listeners. So in the creation of our list, we really keep in mind that this is focused on the audio experience. We like to pick titles that are uniquely audio, where readers are getting more from the audio edition than they might get in print. And so sometimes often there are titles that are on everybody's best list, but sometimes there are quirky and interesting things that have a special, to us, have a real audio value and a value to the listeners. So getting here is quite a feat. We have 9 categories. We have 5 or 6 selections in each of the 9 categories, and we pick from 2,300 audiobooks that Audiophile has reviewed in 2021. So trying to get it down to 6 is just...
Yeah.
So there are many things that don't make our list, but there are, we think that in the end, we have some, we have great listening here. So we can start. I'd love to hear which ones you really resonate to as we go along.
Yeah, sounds good. So why don't you go ahead and kick us off with a couple of your favorites that happened this year?
Well, I thought I would just kind of work through some of the categories. And sure. Obviously, fiction is probably one of the biggest category. And interestingly, we have on the list several things that are probably going to be on everybody's list. Apples Never Fall by Leanne Moriarty, read by the amazing Caroline Lee, and Harlem Shuffle by Colson Whitehead, with a performance by Dion Graham. So, you know, people are reading, obviously, both of those titles. But I think one of the things that's fun about what Audiophile has done is we have a video with Caroline Lee talking about recording the Moriarty title, Apples Never Fall. And we also have one of our Behind the Mic podcasts with Dion Graham talking about the Harlem Shuffle. So, you know, we love to have these things that amplify the performance, and it's not just another title on a list.
Right, right. And I absolutely loved the book Harlem Shuffle. It was so good. And I love the idea that kind of getting that sneak peek of what goes into narrating an audiobook, because it really is a performance. It's not just somebody reading the text to you. It's a whole, it's almost like acting. I mean, it is like acting and like radio and all of that, and trying to evoke what happens in the book, but through the spoken word.
Right. Right. And I have to just point out one of the sort of, someone might think it was kind of, what is this doing here? We have Lawrence Durrell's Alexandria Quartet on our list, which is actually four novels by Durrell. I'm going to miss the date that these were written, but these are classics. The author is dead. And I would say that probably these titles are not checked out very often. However, Naxos Audiobooks had Nicholas Bolton record these four novels, and they are amazing. The performance of the work, the lyrical kind of language and evocative descriptions that Durrell has in each of these novels is just stunning listening. And Nicholas Bolton received Earphones Awards for all four of these titles from our Audiophile reviewers, but from four different people who listen. It was just like everyone was,
oh, wow.
So, you know, it had to be on the list. It's not something that most people are going to be familiar with, but very much worth checking out.
Yeah, we should say Audiophile, yeah, your Earphone Awards. So if you are into audiobooks, the Earphone Awards are a fun way to really find out what some of the most like really spectacular audiobooks are that come out every year. And I think that's happened in the past too, where we've had these conversations with you and there have been new audiobook editions of classic novels with like a new performance given to it. So that's fun.
Right. And it is fun because it's not something that you're going to, most listeners are going to run across. And yet by highlighting it in the magazine and with our reviews, it's like, yeah, this is great listening. Check this out. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. What's next?
Okay. So let's skip to history and biography because I have several favorites here. One of the ones particularly of note is Facing the Mountain by Daniel James Brown with quite a moving performance by Louis Ozawa. So Daniel Brown is the author of Boys in the Boat, And this is about Japanese American families and soldiers in World War II, but he comes at it with a both biographical approach and historical approach that make it very, very interesting. An important, and I think an important book this year. And Louis Ozawa is great. And I just spoke with him for another one of our podcasts for the Best of the Year episodes of Behind the Mic. Another one on that list is 400 Souls, which I bet you've talked about already this year, which is, again, a very unique audio experience. You have an amazing cast of voices. There are essays and poems that I think, as a listener, you get so much more out of than if you were, if certainly if I were reading with my eyes. This is a just a wonderful collection.
Yeah, full cast audiobooks are some of my favorite just because it getting so many of those different voices really enhances the experience I have found. And yeah, we have talked about 400 Souls. I've not listened to the audiobook, but I will definitely, seeing that it is a full cast and these names, I'll definitely be adding it to my TBR for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's kind of a wonderful straight up biography on this list of Tony Hillerman, written by James Morris McGrath, but the narrator is George Goodell. Now, we all love George's recordings over many years. And the connection here is that George recorded all of Hillerman's mysteries, going back years now, but all of the Navajo tribal police mysteries featuring Joe Leghorn, which has then gone on to TV, and it's been had a lot of other iterations. But to have George come back with this bi and record this biography made it quite special.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I love it. Yeah. You know, when you listen to a book series, if you can, if there's like one narrator who's really good, being able to kind of keep up with them through the whole book series is great. And I love that he's writing Hillerman's biography. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to talk about series, I think I'm going to jump to mystery, if that's all right, because two of the
Sure.
titles in the mystery are just amazing narrator and author combinations. One of them is Richard Farrone and John Sanford. This is we selected Ocean Prey, which is the 31st in a series, in the Prey
Yeah.
series. And Richard Farrone has done most or all of them. I mean, and it but it never sort of gets old. I mean, Sanford writes great thrillers, and Richard Farrone just has it all down. There's also another combination, a British combination of Peter May and Peter Forbes, narrator, author, and narrator. And we put the Night Gate on the list as a it's a, just a great mystery. Got a lot of atmosphere. It's set in France, and there's Scottish accents and French accents and British accents. It was just extremely well done. Those and that's a combination author narrator combination to watch.
I see on the mystery you also have Murder on the Links by Agatha Christie. So that's another one where it's an older book, but looks like it's a full cast, including Alfred Molina,
Oh,
which is
very
love him.
exciting.
Love him.
So the great connection with that is we had a one of our expanded interviews with Alfred Molina on the Behind the Mic podcast. So we heard he got him to talk about doing this Christie with as he is Hercule Poirot, and his Poirot is so different from everyone else's, but he talks about it, and it's so great. What a brilliant actor, and you know, he's been in and out of audiobooks, and you know, left us with many fabulous listens over the years.
Yeah, he has such a commanding voice, and so I could see how he would definitely bring something different to that character. But it seems like an exciting pairing to see what Molina does with Poirot.
Yes, that definitely good to check out the audiobook, but also to hear Alfred talk about it is
fun. Yes. So definitely check out the Behind the Mic episode with that. And now we'll take a quick break for word from this week's sponsor. Do you get excited by a 5-star driver rating? Let's be honest, ratings matter a lot. And when it comes to finding healthcare, ratings matter even more. ZocDoc is an app where you compare doctors by their ratings and read reviews from real patients, so you can find and book highly rated local doctors. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. Whether you need a primary care physician, dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/probooknerds and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/probooknerds. What is next?
Okay, so let's see. Shall we go to science fiction and fantasy since we're in the middle of genres here?
Sure.
We've got we have great choices there, but the Sandman Act 2 with the collaboration of Neil Gaiman and Dirk Maggs is an opus, an audio opus. I mean, it is really something.
Sure.
it's a full cast with fabulous narrators, including Michael Sheen, James McAvoy. It just goes on. I mean, there are just a lot of fabulous British actors in there having a great time with an adaptation of Neil's really graphic novel, The Sandman, but you know, it's been adapted with sound, with a soundscape, and the actor, and beautifully done, really spectacular. So that has been, you know, that's a great selection this year. And also, I think a favorite is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, with a great performance by Ray Porter.
Yeah, we talked to Andy over the summer as part of our Digipalooza digital conference, and hearing him talk about Project Hail Mary was a fun experience. And the Sandman one, I feel like trying to adapt a graphic novel is probably challenging, but I can see how adding, like you said, soundscapes would sort of help quote-unquote illustrate it
it's set out in a storyboard, it's already in a visual format that you then, I mean, it's quite a feat, but I think Dirk Maggs is one of the great audio producers and adapters, and you know, it's a spectacular listening.
Awesome.
So we should probably spend a little time on the children's and teens title. In the children's and family listening category, we have a wonderful title by Jason Reynolds. We love, not only his writing, but the productions of his books are so great and resonate so well with the audience. Stunt Boy in the Meantime is the title that we selected, and it has a cast with Guy Lockhart, who is in a does a lot of Jason's titles, and they're having such fun with this. You feel it. It resonates, and I'm sure is a huge crowd pleaser with the intended audience.
Right. We love Jason Reynolds on this podcast. And I think, yeah, when you're listening to an audiobook, I love when you can tell that the narrator is having fun with the process and is enjoying it and is enjoying the book that they're reading and wants to translate that joy also to the listeners, especially with an audience of, if you're talking about children and families, you want to make it a fun experience for them.
Right. And that emotional connection is, really the sort of magic quotient, I think, in any performance. And then I do want to point out a title by Morris Gleitzman, which is Always. And this is Morris is an Australian author. He's also the narrator here, which author narrators are special when it really succeeds, especially in fiction, as this is. And this is a middle grade title. It's the end of a series that Morris started a number of years ago. The first one is Once, which is fairly well known. I was not familiar with any of his books, and we're going to be interviewing him very coming up. And so I thought, well, I'll listen to this, and I was really blown away by Always. It's a serious topic and adventure, but it set during well. It's not actually set during World War II, but as a result of some the beginning in the series is in World War II, so this is the end. But what I found is that by listening to this Always, I was so taken with Morris's writing and his performance that I wanted to go back and start at the very beginning of the
Oh.
series and listen all the way through.
Okay.
A really one to check out, I think, for any listener. And you don't, you're fine to start at this end point. The story holds together and you know what's going on through the whole thing.
How many books are in the series?
I think there might be seven.
Okay.
So, or yeah, but
Okay.
over a number of years.
Right. Yeah, when the author reads the book, they bring something to it that, even if they were to try and tell the like a third party narrator certain things, there's just something that only the author can bring to a narration of their own book. So I always love when I see that they've been the ones to do the audiobook version.
And do it very successfully. I think that this Morris Gleitzman is exceptional as a storyteller who writes and also tells his story really quite brilliantly. So we should do some the teen titles, a couple things from the YA category. Firekeeper's Daughter is on our list by Angeline Bolé. Read by Isabella Starr LeBlanc. And this, I don't know if you've covered this in the podcast
I
this
think we
year,
have. Yeah, I think so.
but this one, it had a very special casting because the author requested a narrator with Native heritage. And so Isabella answered the casting call. It's her very first audiobook. She's an actress, but wow. But she is brilliant, and you know, a really great story that she does. A fabulous performance. We also just talked with her for the Best of the Year podcasts, so you can hear more about what she had to say about doing this narration. Yeah. Also on the list is Angie Thomas's Concrete Rose.
Yep.
So you've talked about this one. This is sort of a prequel to The Hate U Give. But it is read by Dion Graham again, does a spectacular job.
Yes. Love Angie Thomas. Love Hate U Give. Love Concrete Rose. So I'm excited and happy to see that the audiobook version made it on here. Yeah, all of these YA books are like excellent, excellent choices.
Well, everybody just better run right over and check out our whole list.
Yes, I know. Yeah. We are only naming like a couple from each category, but there are so many more. And so definitely see all of the other awesome books for each category.
And we are, you know, we're doing these podcasts with the narrators through the first couple weeks in December. Each one is someone who is on the Best of the Year list, talking about what was important to them. It's a really great glimpse into how the narrators feel about, you know, doing these exceptional titles.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Where to next?
So, well, we didn't cover memoir, which comes back to your comment a minute ago about authors doing their own titles. And of course, in memoir, it makes a lot of sense to be hearing the people who are telling about their lives. And I think one of the interesting ones we've got here is the boys, Clint Howard and Ron Howard, are telling about their life and their careers, along with Bryce Dallas Howard, which is kind of fun. And this is it's a great memoir. We also have a memoir that is not read by the author, Eartha and Kit, read by Kit Shapiro, who is Eartha Kitt's daughter. So she is writing a mother-daughter memoir, which is actually quite inspiring and not as sort of tough, I think, as sometimes Hollywood celebrity memoirs are.
Yeah.
But Karen Chilton has a very interesting connection to jazz and jazz performers, because she's not only an actress, but she's also an author of two biographies of jazz musicians. Oh. So writing about Eartha Kitt her life and her career had a special resonance with Karen, which was quite fun. And she tells on the podcast, she tells about actually meeting Eartha in person one time, which was, you know, quite an experience and, you know, really helped her. I mean, it meant so much for her to be cast to do this memoir.
Very cool. Yeah. Between the boys and Eartha and Kit, I love the idea of, you know, these families writing these books and having a connection with the audio, whether it is like in a Karen Chilton or actual, you know, the Howards narrating it. That's awesome. And I know you have Somebody's Daughter by Ashley C. Ford. That mm-hmm. is probably my favorite book of the year. I love Ashley so much. She was on the podcast. She narrates the audiobook, and it's all so good. It's so good. Just that book was just phenomenal.
Great. Well, I mean, I think we hope that listeners can't go wrong with the titles on this list.
Absolutely.
We've winnowed it down to really great listening. So lots to find here.
There really is. Yeah, there really is. Were there any other topics?
I think we covered most of them. And, you know, I think that there are nine categories and there's a lot to love here.
There sure is. Yeah. So we will definitely in our show notes make sure to link to the full list so listeners can go find them if they want to see what else made audiophiles best audiobooks of the year. Now you've mentioned Behind the Mic, your podcast, a couple of times. So can you, I should have probably done this at the beginning and forgot, but can you give a little brief intro to Behind the Mic?
So Behind the Mic is a podcast that comes out 5 days a week. Each day we recommend one audiobook. These are very short, 4 minutes. You can get a great idea. We have a I have a there are four different editors having a conversation with our host, talking about a one audiobook a day. So they're easy to listen to. If something piques your interest, you can go on and find it. But Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine is the name, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts or right off the audiophilemagazine.com site.
It's probably, you know, if you're an audiobook listener, it's a great way to discover new audiobooks that you maybe wouldn't have come across before. Like you said, it's so short. It's enough to just kind of give you a little taste of it, and then you can go find the full book, audiobook if you're interested.
And you can listen to we find that quite a few people will listen to several where we're talking about this book and then we're talking about another one, and we you know so they listen to four or five and say, oh yeah, that's the one that really interests me, which is quite fun.
For sure. Well, Robin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and talking about some of the best audiobooks of the year.
It was great, Jill. Thank you for having me. And we hope that listeners are going to find some great audiobooks here.
I have no doubt that they will.
Thanks.
Readers can sample and borrow the titles mentioned in today's episode on overdrive.com, and our library friends can purchase these titles in Marketplace. Professional Book Nerds is proud to be an Evergreen Podcast signature program. To learn about other Evergreen podcasts, visit evergreenpodcasts.com. Our podcast is produced, recorded, and edited by Jill Grudenwald and presented by Overdrive. To learn more, visit professionalbooknerds.com.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.